I won't try to do what I did last time and tumble down the old stairs and everybody go, ah, what's happened to Brother Colin? Isn't it good to be in God's house?
That's right.
Do you not feel the Spirit of the Lord?
Amen. Yeah. Right.
If you don't feel God's Spirit here this morning, something's wrong.
Right, brother, go ahead.
And I invite you right now to come up to the altars and to know Jesus Christ.
Amen.
I'll stop right here. I'll pray with you. And we'll get right with God because I want you to have what I have this morning.
Amen.
The joy of the Lord.
Right.
The Bible says is our strength.
Yes.
And I was just reading, and this isn't the text I want to go to, but I was thinking how wonderful God is and the songs that we're saying today. I appreciate it so much.
Right.
I do. I appreciate these songs that have been sung. They've stirred my heart. And I was thinking about God and His majesty, and I read this as y'all were singing in chapter 93 of Psalms. It says, "The Lord reigneth. He is clothed with majesty. The Lord is clothed with strength. Wherewith He has girded Himself. The world also is established that it cannot be moved. Thy throne is established of old. Thou art from everlasting."
Right, amen.
Woo! Wow.
Right, brother, go ahead. Right.
Those words right there should encourage you this morning.
Amen.
What majesty our God has. What power He holds.
Yeah.
I'm glad today that I am a Christian. I'm glad today that I serve our Lord Jesus Christ. He is everything to me. I could not live without Him. And I know you could not either. And you are so thankful. I'm thankful you're here this morning. And I'm thankful for all the prayers that have gone up. Like Brother Al says, there's a lot going on in our church. Amen. And God is with us. God is with us, church. Well, let's have a little blowing of the fan here. Stay with me. I'm not going anywhere. Praise God. You know, some of us have to have a little notes here and there. You know what I'm saying? God is good, church. He is so good. I have been praying this week. I have been searching God for His heart as I knew I was going to come today and to minister. And as a minister does, he goes to the Word of God. He goes to the Lord in prayer. He seeks the heart of God. He seeks the will of God. And the Lord kept bringing me back to some of the miracles in which God did while He walked upon this earth. And isn't it wonderful when you read in the New Testament and you find the miracles of God that are done for people? And I read these miracles and I see God in them and I see the people's response to them, and it's exciting. Our God is not dead. He is alive. Although He is right now at the right hand of the Father in heaven, all power and authority is still in His hands. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. He is with His people today. I'm thankful that I can be here standing. I'm humbled to be behind this pulpit. A lot of ministers have come and preached behind this pulpit that God has graced and blessed. And I find myself humbled always to get up to preach God's Word. There's nothing more important to us than to hear what the Lord has for us. I love singing. I do. I love rejoicing. But I love the Word of God more. Faith cometh by hearing. The Bible says, faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. This Word is for us. It's for our life. It's for our strength. It's for our stability. It's that helps us in everything that we do, that we're able to serve God with all of our heart, soul, mind, and strength. I encourage you, before I even get started this morning, that you, if you do not have a hunger for the Word of God, ask God for a hunger. Ask God for a thirsting for His Word, that He may pour it in you, that you can't get enough of it. You know something? We got to get to the point we can't get enough of God.
Amen.
And I really was, as I was praying this week, studying and asking God, I said, Lord, where do you want me to go? And God kept bringing me back to a portion of Scripture that is in Mark. If you go to Mark chapter 10 today, Mark chapter 10, He brought me back to these Scriptures, and I kept going elsewhere. I kept trying to turn elsewhere. I want to preach this, Lord. I'd like to go over here. I'd really like to go here. And the Lord would take me back over here. Well, when God does that to me in my studies and talks to me, I know that I'm in His will. Amen. And I want you to be blessed today. I want you to be strengthened today. I want you to be encouraged today through His Word and the miracles that God does. In the Scriptures, if you go with me to Mark chapter 10, could you stand for the reading of God's Word this morning? I want to go, and I have an individual we're going to look at by the name of Bartimaeus. And the title of the sermon today that I would like if I title a sermon, Bartimaeus, the Man of Faith. Bartimaeus, the Man of Faith. Yes. Go with me to verse 46 of chapter 10. And they came to Jericho, and as He went out of Jericho with His disciples and a great number of people, blind Bartimaeus, the son of Timaeus, sat by the highway side begging. And when he heard that it was Jesus of Nazareth, he began to cry out and say, Jesus, Thou Son of David, have mercy on me. And many charged him that he should hold his peace. But he cried the more a great deal, Thou Son of David, have mercy on me. And Jesus stood still and commanded him to be called. And they called the blind man, and saying unto him, Be of good comfort. Rise, he calleth thee. And he, casting away his garment, rose and came to Jesus. And Jesus answered and said unto him, What wilt thou that I should do unto thee? And the blind man said unto him, Lord, that I might receive my sight. And Jesus said unto him, Go thy way. Thy faith hath made thee whole. And immediately he received his sight and followed Jesus in the way. Can you say amen to God's word? Amen. Let us go to the Lord in prayer today. Bartimaeus, the man of faith. Heavenly Father, we thank you for the opportunity this morning. We thank you for your presence with us. We rejoice that you are here among us. We thank you for all that's already been done. And now, God, we come to you with your word. Hallelujah. And we ask for your blessings today, God. I need your strength. I thank you for those who have been praying for me. I need the baptism of the Holy Ghost this morning, God. The fullness of your Spirit, Lord, to lead and to guide me into the truth, oh God, that you want your people to hear and understand and to perceive and to put down deep within their very hearts today, God, that they can walk, oh Lord, as men and women and children of faith in Jesus Christ this day. God, without you, we cannot do it. You are everything, God. I pray that you humble us today in your presence. That, Lord, we know it. You are surrounding us. You have engulfed us this morning. We are in the very wings of your shadow this morning, God. And we ask, Lord, for you to touch us in a mighty way today. Let us not leave the house of God without responding to the word of God today. For, Lord, without this word, we cannot believe by faith. Faith is a substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things that are not seen today. Strengthen us today, Father. I pray it in Jesus Christ, your Son. Amen. Amen. You may be seated this morning. Praise His good name. If I could, brother, could you give me a small glass of water, if you would, please? Thank you very much. I appreciate that. As I said, the Lord kept leading me back here to these scriptures, and particularly when I get to it, I want to stress one in particular, and that is in verse 50, where He says, "And he, casting away his garment," hallelujah, "rose and came to Jesus." I want you to put that in your mind and let it stay there, because that will mainly this morning be the emphasis of what I want to talk about. But we shall get there here in just a minute, because I do want to lay a little bit of foundation, a little bit of background here as we get going. Amen. Faith, church, releases the power of God in our lives. Did you hear me?
Yeah.
Faith releases the power of God in our lives. We have to have faith to believe God. For if we don't have faith, how can we please God? It's important that faith is in operation in our lives. And don't tell me out there, thank you, brother. Don't tell me that you don't have faith today. Because everyone has been dealt the measure of faith. Everyone has faith. Right? We know that. In our daily operation, in our daily life, the things we do, we can't do anything without faith. We got out this morning, we started our car by faith that it would crank up. Right? We came driving down the road by faith, hoping everybody will stay on their side of the road and obey the laws. By faith, we believe they will. And sometimes we see what happens when they don't, right? Without faith, we cannot please. It's this power of God, this faith released by the power of God in our lives. Without it, we cannot please God. For he that believeth in God must believe that he is a rewarder of those who diligently seek after him. We also know that faith is the substance of things hoped for. How many of you today are hoping for things? Woo! Oh, sorry. Come on, stay with me now. I love y'all this morning. I'm not going to come down on anybody. I love you. Praise the Lord. Faith. Come on now. Faith is a substance of things hoped for. What have you been hoping for? What has been at the center of your heart lately? What has ever been before your face lately that you just hope that this transpires in your life? You hope that this occurs in your life. I hope everybody has this hope. I hope everybody has this faith. The hope that something will transpire in their life. Woo, it'd be a sad thing if it doesn't. For it says, for the substance of things hoped for the evidence of things not seen. Sometimes we are not clearly see yet of the things we hope for. Amen. But if we hope for them and by faith believe in them and we cling to them and we do not release the hope that we have, someday we will see it.
Right.
I'm hoping, I'm just letting my heart out to you a little bit. I have a hope that we will see a great evangelism within our church.
Right.
And all of our different ministries and everywhere we have, as it were, our tentacles in, you know, we're stretched out in different areas, that we will see a large expansion of God bringing forth the ministries that we have put our labors in, that we will reap from them. I haven't seen it yet, but I haven't given up hope.
Yeah.
Amen. Have you? I hope not. God is going to reward us if we faint not. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Well, when we look at this man, and I want us to look at him this morning, the first thing we see is this blind man sat begging. Hello.
All right, brother. Go ahead.
Now, I know we have these situations in our own time as well, where we see some who are disfortunate, some who don't have the abilities to work for their own food, for their own sustenance, through a misfortune, through a blindness, through a lameness, through some event in their life. And we have seen them, we probably all have seen them at times, where they have been out on the street and they are begging.
Yeah.
And probably like most of us, we look at them and you should have within your bosom and in your compassion a sorrow for them. If they are truly unable to earn a living for themselves. I'm talking about those who are truly disabled. I'm not talking about the charlatans out here who are doing it just for the money. I'm not talking about those, but I'm talking about those who are truly hurting, who are truly disabled. This was the case of Bartimaeus. Being disabled, he had to earn his livelihood by his own labors. And the only thing he could do while he was there is to get out where the people go on the streets and to beg. He could not work. Why? He cannot see.
Right.
He's blind. And to be blind, you just shut your eyes for a second, folks. You can't see a thing. There's no way you can work. Now, I know we have in our day today, the blind have come a long way in fulfilling some jobs. We've got Braille now. We've got all types of organizations that are helping the blind. And that's great. But during Bartimaeus' time, no. There wasn't any way for him to make a living. He had to get out and beg others for his livelihood and hope that they would pass a coin in his garment or in his hands or whatever he reached out with and to give him something that would help him.
Yes.
Totally dependent on the charity of other people.
Right.
This was the case of this poor man, Bartimaeus.
Right.
Now, imagine yourself totally dependent on everyone else for your sustenance. How would you feel having to go out day in, day out, and to beg and hope that people would give you money, that you could buy food to eat, clothes to wear, and shoes to put on? I'm talking about the very basic necessities of life. He could not even take care for himself. The only means he had was to beg for it. How blessed we are. How blessed we are. For we have our eyes and we see. We have our limbs that God has given us and we can labor and work for Him. Amen. We can take care of our livelihood. We can get a job. We can work for our families. Amen. And most of us sitting in here, we've got money in our banks. Come on now. There might not be a whole lot for some, but we got money in our bank. We got a little thing put aside, a little nest egg here and there, you know. And we're not very worried. We take things for granted. But Bartimaeus, he had to depend on everyone else. Sometimes when you think about that and you put yourself in that situation, how would you feel? How would you feel? Secondly, he cried out unto the Lord Jesus for mercy. Isn't that wonderful? He heard that he was coming. Now, I don't know where he heard it. He could have probably known it by someone else who has received their sight. Jesus did that a lot, you know. All those who had an infirmity or an ailment, God would heal them. That's just His ministry. He is God, our healer. Praise the Lord. What a mighty God. Hey, if you got an ailment today, I want you to know God can heal you.
Right, go ahead, brother. Amen.
Oh, whoa. That was a little light here this morning. I said, if you have an ailment today, our God can heal you.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Right.
Remember what I said? By faith.
Right.
Hallelujah. By faith.
Yes.
But in here, he cries out. He hears that Jesus is coming by him. And I really like this. He hears that this Jesus of Nazareth, and he begins to cry out and say, "Jesus, thou son of David, have mercy on me." I mean, he can't see him. He can probably hear the crowd and the rumble of the feet and the noise of the crowd. And he's getting closer and he begins to cry out, "Jesus of Nazareth, have mercy upon me, thou son of David." Hallelujah. And he began to be a little disturbing to some of the crowd that was around him. Matter of fact, they were telling him, "Could you please keep it down, sir?" Oh, I could stop here and preach on something, but I'm not going to do it. We need to be careful, folks, to suppress those who are hungry for God.
Yes.
You need to be careful to squelch or to... You know how we put out a fire, we smolder it out, or we put something over top of it and it smolders out the fire, you know, and it puts it out. As Christians, we should rejoice and be glad when those who are wanting God want to experience Him and come to Him, and no matter how they come, because we're all different. This man truly has a need. We should in no way cast anyone out that has a true need for God. Amen, church. Shame on us if we do, if we put our hands back and say, "Don't come any closer." I tell you, God reached out His hands at Calvary. Amen. All can come unto me. He says, "All who are heavy laden, let them come unto me, and I will give them rest." God doesn't push people out. God compels us to come to Him, to come nigh unto Him. So he cries, "Have mercy on me, O Lord, thou son of David." Church, I'm going to tell you right now, misery is the object of mercy. When Jesus saw him in misery and what his condition is, the mercy of God wants to reach out. When God sees our condition, God is reaching out to us, opening up to us, opening His arms to us, opening His life to us, that we can come to Him. I don't know if you quite understand what I'm trying to say. When we see people in misery, when we see those that have such a case in their life, it should compel us to have mercy for them, not judgment, but mercy. For our God is a merciful God. Amen. Yes. Forgiving the iniquity of generation upon generation. God is a loving God. Hallelujah. Yes. Maybe it was that Barnabas... I'll get his name here. It slipped my mind. Excuse me. Bartimaeus. Lord help me. Bartimaeus may have been where he heard it read in the temple where they were reading out of Isaiah. And Isaiah chapter 35 verse 5 foretold when the Messiah should come.
Yes.
It foretells of His coming and says, when He comes, He will open the eyes of the blind.
Yeah, go ahead.
Woo! Bartimaeus may have had this hope building up in him that when the Messiah has come, oh, He is the one who will open my eyes.
Go ahead.
Woo! Glory to God. And I'm telling you this morning, church, we need to be the people of God, just like Bartimaeus, who are looking for the Savior, who are hungry for the Messiah, the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. And we need to come to Him as Bartimaeus came. With expectation, knowing the Word of God. Amen. Though he's blind, he's not ignorant, folks. Amen. He's heard the word. He's heard what people have said Jesus of Nazareth is doing to others.
Right.
His faith is beginning to build in him.
Right. Come on, man.
Woo! And it amazes me. We have got the word of God. We have got so much scripture, Brother Andrew. And yet we as a people lack so much faith.
Right.
How can that be? How is it we can have so much of God's word, so much given to us, oh, through His blessings and through His mercy, and yet we seem to just forget about it, or not really trust it, or not really hold to what God has said? We need to really open our eyes that we may clearly see. Bartimaeus was blind, yes, but he saw. Right. Amen. Right. He saw through his spiritual eyes that the Messiah, the Son of David that was prophesied, is down the road. And he's going to cry out to him, Lord, have mercy on me, thou Son of David. Amen.
Yeah.
Well, the people told him to hold his peace, but he even cried the more. Amen.
Right.
You know something, in church, don't hold your peace. Praise
right.
God. If you need God, cry the more. Hallelujah.
Right.
If you need God, get out of there, out of your pews. Don't stay in them. Run to God. Hallelujah. Get as close to God as you can get. Whew. And if you got to cry out some more when you get closer to Him, that's all right. Hallelujah. It's not going to upset anybody in this church. God loves people. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. So in coming to Christ for help and healing, we should have an eye to Him. Remember this. He is the promised one. Christ is the promised one. He is the Son of God. Oh, if He's the Son of God, then all things are possible. Amen. Let's run to Jesus because He has the mercy that we need. Christ, what I love about Him in this story, is He encourages Bartimaeus to hope.
Right.
You know, we need that today.
Yeah, we do.
We need that today.
We do, brother. Come on.
Brothers and sisters, hear me. We need to be encouraged to hope.
Right,
to stand in that hope. I want you to see what He says to him. Verse 49. And Jesus stood still. Think of this. Jesus was on the way, but He heard him and He stood still. He stopped His procession down the road. And He stopped because He heard Bartimaeus. What does that tell me? God hears you. Whatever your case is, whatever your condition may be, whatever your trial is, God hears you. When you, by faith, cry out to God, it stops God. Hallelujah. And His attention is directed to you.
Right.
Now, brothers and sisters, that ought to encourage you.
Amen.
Because it was an encouragement to this man. Christ encouraged him to hope. For what? That he should find mercy.
Yes.
Woo!
Oh, yeah.
We need mercy today. We need the hope in Christ that Christ knows my case. Christ knows what my troubles are. And I need mercy from God. I can't do this. Bartimaeus could not change his situation himself. Oh, God, help me here. He stood still and commanded, Jesus commanded him to be called. Ah, wow. Bring Bartimaeus to me. Bring him over here. Oh, glory. Haven't you ever been in a church service where you've been praising God and all of a sudden God's calling your name out?
Come on now.
God calls you out and all of a sudden you hear the voice of God. If you are His, you will hear His voice. And He calls you and you come to Him. Why? Because you're expectant of the mercy of God when you come to Him. He's a merciful God. I'm watching that step. That thing's dangerous over there. I'll probably go this side for a while. Woo! But He called. He says, and be of good comfort. Rise, they said to Him. He calls thee.
Right.
So you see, Jesus, by standing still and calling for Bartimaeus, revived the hope in him.
Right.
That he may obtain the mercy of God. God's mercy is what we need today, church. Amen. The Lord is gracious in all He does. His invitations to us that Christ gives us, that we are to come to Him, church. Amen.
Yeah.
Jesus said, all ye that are heavy laden and burdened down, come unto me and I will give you rest. These are great encouragement to our hope that we should run to get to Him. Hallelujah.
Oh, yeah.
I like what Bartimaeus does in verse 50. And now as we get here, I pray God will give me grace because he said, and he casting away his garment. I get excited with this. I'm sorry, folks. It's exciting. The Word of God is rich and exciting to me. He cast away his garment. Now the man is blind. He can't see. But he cast away his garment and he runs, as it were, to get to Jesus. I don't know. He heard his voice. Maybe they made a path for him. They know he couldn't see, so I'm sure they probably got out of the way. But I want you to know something. He was not going to be hindered by anything that would stumble him and make him fall. Come on now, stay with me. He did not want to trip up. Saints, we can't trip up with God. We've got to make sure that we are walking where God wants us to walk. Amen? That we, when we run and we get to Him, we shall have what we have come for. Hallelujah. Bartimaeus is running to Jesus because he wants the mercy of God that he may receive his sight. What are you running to Jesus for today? Amen, church. Hallelujah. We should come to Him. God help me. Let the guilty this morning, let the empty people this morning in church, let those who have been tempted this morning, let those who are hungry this morning, let those who are naked this morning, let those be of good comfort today. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Because Jesus is bidding you to come to Him. Hallelujah. He's calling your name out this morning. He's standing still for you this morning, praise God. He holds His arms out for you and He's made a way for you to come. If you're thirsty for righteousness, He shall fill you, hallelujah. The Bible says those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, they shall be filled. He wants to baptize those in the Holy Ghost this morning. How many want the baptism? Woo! Amen. How many want sanctification? To be cleansed from all sin. Separated for the work and the cause of Jesus Christ. God is calling you this morning. For He calls them to be pardoned. Hallelujah. He will supply. He is the one who will fill. He is the one who will clothe you. He is the one that anything you have need of, He will make sure you have it. Hallelujah. Whatever the case calls for. That's the kind of God I serve. That's the King of glory and all majesty and power I serve. That's the God who knows my very frame. Hallelujah. That's the God who knows when I need encouragement. He stands still and calls my name to Him. I can come and receive from Him. Bartimaeus here went the best way that he could to Christ. Being blind, I could just see him there. You know, sometimes I got to imagine this. And I don't know if you ever read scripture, I imagine being there. I just like putting myself where they're at the time. And I try to look with the eyes of the people there. And he tried to get there the best way he could. He cast away his loose outer garment that he had. Praise God in verse 50. He cast away everything that might slow him down. God be with me. Help me, Lord. He and us today, we need to, he didn't want anything to hinder him, church. There are hindrances that cause us from coming to Christ. That he didn't want anything to stop his very motion that he was going forward to the Messiah. He didn't want anything to stop him. Now I want to note something for you. Those who come to Christ must cast away their garments. Woo! Hear me now. I told you this is where I want to get this morning with Bartimaeus. Do you love me? Amen. Those who come to Christ must cast away their garments of their own self-sufficiency. You are not sufficient in yourself to meet the need today. You cannot take care of yourself. You cannot do for yourself. You are totally dependent upon God. All self-sufficiency, all this that we think we have in ourselves, that we can take care of ourselves, that we don't need God, that I have enough money, or I have this, I have my family, and on with these things I could go. We need to strip it away from us, that we can by faith and hope run to Jesus, hallelujah, and humbly come before His presence. Cast away everything that might slow us down, church. That might hinder us. Amen. We must free ourselves from the weights and the sins. Hear me now. Like that long garment that Bartimaeus was wearing, that outer garment, he threw it aside. Because he did not want to be beset by that garment. I want you to turn with me just for a second. I have to bring this in with it. If you turn over with me to Hebrews for a second. It's very important scripture. If you're with me, say amen. Amen. Now don't lose your place over there because we're going back. So keep your finger in Mark. Okay? Amen. But in Hebrews chapter 12, verse 1 says, "Wherefore, seeing we also are compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which does so easily beset us. And let us run with patience the race that is set before us. Looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before Him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is set down at the right hand of God." Let us lay aside every weight and the sin which does so easily, listen to that, easily beset us. Now, church, that sin to which we are most, Lord help me here, prone to. Hear me now. Or to that which we are exposed to. Sometimes we don't guard ourselves as we should. And we come exposed to sin. Or we're hanging around something we shouldn't be hanging around. Come on, stay with me now. Or there may be some habit we have that we shouldn't have. Come on. We brought it along with us when we became a Christian.
Yeah, come on, brother.
And we still kept the habit.
Come on.
Come on now.
Go ahead.
It's that sin that is prone to us, close to us. A habit we form. It's that sin that will beset us. See, it may be the sin of doubt itself, that we doubt God and we can't overcome it. We seem to say in our minds, I just can't believe God could do this. I just have a hard time believing God, and we doubt Him. We need to subdue these things. We need to overcome these sinful things. Because if we do not, we will be hindered in the race and running for Jesus Christ. We will be. Because we will be beset. Beset. These things will beset us. And besetting is, if I may say, to surround you. Oh, Lord, help me, Jesus. We can't have things surrounding us.
or to enclose us in, or hemming us in. That is that besetting sin. It hems you in, and all the sides around you. In other words, you just become entangled.
Right. Come on, brother. Go ahead.
We can't allow that if we are going to come to Jesus. Those sins will beset us. So what I'm telling you this morning is get rid of them. Take them to the Lord. Ask God to forgive you of your sins. Amen. You know what they are. I don't know what they are, church. You need to search your own life. If there is a place, if there's something taking priority in your life, if there's something that's slowing you down for the progress toward Christ, it is sin.
All right, come on.
Amen.
All right. Come on, brother.
Get away from it.
Yes.
You don't find a soldier going out to fight a war and he's going to be cumbersome down and burdensome down with stuff he doesn't need to have.
That's right.
He strips down to the bare necessities of war that he needs. When we look back in the Old Testament, we see David and Goliath. And Saul wanted to give David the armor that he had. Woo! Thank you. You know, because Saul's army didn't have much of anything of weapons anyway. And Saul had a great armor. Breastplate, you know, helmet, shield, sword. He had it all. David, wear these things. It'll protect you against Goliath. David tried them on. You know the story. They were too cumbersome.
Yes.
They hindered David. He could not fight as he's used to fighting in this stuff. It was awkward to him. He could not walk as he walked or run as he ran. It pulled him down. Let me tell you, church, sin pulls you down. You need to be free from it. Just as Bartimaeus removed the outer garment and was able to go to Jesus without any hindrance. David takes the armor off. You know the story. I'll go to the brook. He picks up 5 smooth stones, puts them in his pouch, got his sling. He's ready. Man, how can this possibly defeat a giant? Well, we already know David's already defeated the bear and the lion. He's already defeated them fellas. How? With a sling and a stone. He became an expert in flinging that sling and tossing that stone to hit the mark. Well, praise God. He stripped away the hindrances. And he took only what was needful. All we need today, hear me, church, is to put Jesus Christ in our focus. To put Jesus Christ where we need to see him. And we need to put sin where it needs to be, at the foot of the cross, buried under the blood of Jesus, that we can be without hindrance and without being, as it were, just covered around us and engulfed with the things that will burden and put us down to this earth. My, church.
Yes.
Notice what happens with Bartimaeus. He cast away his garment. Thank you, Bartimaeus.
Yes.
He rose up. You know, he didn't have to rise up and come, did he? But he chose by faith to go. When the name was called, when Jesus said he summoned him, whoa, that's all I need. He's probably thinking, folks, get out of my way because I'm going toward the Messiah. I'm headed toward him, and if you're in my way, I'm going to knock you down. Glory to God. We need to step out for Christ, and if anybody's in the way, hey, I'm sorry. You might have to knock them down, church. And I mean that nicely. Amen.
Come on.
Come on. The problem with a lot of us is we don't want to go for Christ. We don't want to go for everything he has. We want to take the hindrances. We like the little besetting sins. And we don't want to follow God. We don't want to strip away the garments. We want our besetting sins and we want God too. It doesn't work that way. You'll never be blessed by God. Come on, sir.
Right, come on, brother.
You won't have the blessings of God until you strip away the sins and the weights that beset us. Amen, church. Here he says he came to Jesus. And in verse 51, Jesus answered and said unto him, "What wilt thou that I should do unto thee?" Specific question. Right to the point. What do you want me to do to you?
Yeah.
What is it you want? I hear you crying to me. I see you. Now tell me what you want. He just laid it down simply. The blind man said unto him, "Lord, that I might receive my sight."
Yes.
Lord, could you just please give me my sight?
Come on.
Now this is paraphrase, Brother Cottle, chapter 1, verse 1. Okay? You can take it or leave it. God, I just want my sight so that I can be able to work for myself.
Come on. All right.
So that I can provide for myself.
Amen.
So that I don't have to be charitably given by everyone else, that I can work with my own hands and hold down a job.
Yes. All right. Come on. Right, brother. Go ahead.
That's what I think he's really wanting.
Yeah.
I don't know how long he's been blind. We're not told. But he wants to get back to being productive. He wants to get back to being self-sufficient as far as taking care of his needs and helping himself out and not dependent upon everyone else. I'm sure that's in the back of his mind. Because if I was a blind person and totally dependent on people, that would be in my mind. I wish I could take care of myself.
Yeah.
Amen.
Right.
And Jesus said unto him, "Go thy way." Now listen, church. Thy faith.
Yes.
Say it with me. Thy faith hath made thee whole.
That's right.
Wow. And immediately he received a sight.
Right.
And followed Jesus in the way.
Yeah. Yeah.
Now, Lord, help me here. Understand something. Jesus not only blesses Bartimaeus by giving him sight, but he honors him.
Yeah, go ahead.
Among the people.
Yeah.
Thy faith. By faith, it's done. He honored Bartimaeus because it's not in the fact that because you shouted for me, or the fact that you shouted loud for me and everybody heard you. That's not what got you your sight. Because there are many people in church that shout. Come on.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, we get up. I'm one of the biggest ones. I'll shout. Woo! You know, I enjoy the presence of the Lord. I enjoy shouting. I get excited. It's okay. But it's not the shout that saved him that he received his sight. It's the faith he had in the Messiah and for the mercy of God that saved him. That he was the Messiah. He believed he was the Messiah. And he knew that if he could reach the Messiah, the mercy of the Messiah would come to him. God. That's the faith we need today.
Amen.
To believe that if we can get to Jesus, if we can but touch the hem of his garment, if we can just get his attention,
right,
we can receive from God.
Amen.
Amen, church. I believe that. But you know something? Not only did he honor him and tell him he had faith, but when we reach out to God as Bartimaeus did and we receive a blessing, we receive a healing, we receive what we have need of, it's not a time to go to our own places and to just bask in what God has done for us and to forget all about Him and to say, "Boy, I'm glad I got my eyesight. I guess I got him today, didn't I?" You know?
Yeah.
No. When you receive healing from God, when you receive deliverance from God, when you receive salvation from God, when you receive sanctification, the Holy Spirit, when you receive any gift from God, you are required to follow God.
All right, go ahead. Yeah.
Woo!
Are you with me? Bartimaeus, notice, he didn't turn away from Jesus Christ. He followed Jesus in the way.
Right.
To prove that, yeah, I got my sight. And what does he do, Brother Al? What does he do with his sight? He follows the Messiah.
Amen.
He follows the Word.
Right.
He follows the life. He's received sight. Now he follows the one who has the way of life.
Yes.
He fulfills his requirement. I sometimes wonder about Christians today. We receive from God. We've received salvation. We've received the Holy Ghost. We've received sanctification. We've received healings. Come on.
Right.
We have a blessed church to worship in.
Right, come on.
We have blessed friends to commune with.
Yeah.
It is our responsibility to follow Christ.
Right. Amen.
For where much is given, much is required.
Right. Come on now.
We must be servants of God.
Yes.
Can I get a testimony? Woo! Come on, church! Stand with me. Stand with me this morning. What is your need today? And we all have them.
Oh yeah. Amen.
Everyone in this room has a need. Some of us don't want to make it publicly known. Because there's some besetting sins in us. And we know it. And we don't want to be exposed. We don't want to share. Listen, I'm not telling you to share it with me. I'm not telling you that. But Jesus knows what it is.
Right,
Jesus knows where you're at.
Oh, yeah.
Jesus knows what you have need of.
Yeah.
Jesus knows He's the only one that can take that besetting sin from you and that you can have full fellowship with God. Hallelujah.
Right.
Tear off the garments.
Right.
Tear off the garment and run to Jesus. It's not hard.
Right.
It's not difficult.
Right.
Oh my.
Yes.
If it was in my capacity, I would save everyone, but I can't save anybody.
Right.
Only Jesus can save.
That's exactly right. Amen. The truth.
Only Jesus can lead you.
Yes.
As blind Bartimaeus now received his sight by faith and walks with God and follows after God, he understood that he had to remove the hindrance. He wasn't going to stumble coming to Jesus. He was going to make his way to the Messiah. Now I ask you this morning, we're going to come and pray. If you have a need this morning, strip the garments from your side. Come to Jesus. Listen to His voice this morning calling your name out, calling you to come and asking you, what is it that you would have me do unto you?
Yes.
And when He asks you that this morning, tell Him your need.
Yes.
Don't beat around the bush. Don't try to go around the curve with Jesus. Tell Him specifically your need this morning.
Oh, yeah.
And God, through His abundant mercy, His abundant grace, will meet the needs. Hallelujah.
Oh, yeah.
I ask this morning, is there any who have need of salvation? You know that you're not right. You know that there's a hindrance in your life. You know that there's a wall that seems to be impenetrable and you just can't climb over it and it's just too high. You just feel like you've been besieged around you and everything. You want God, but it's just so hard and you don't know what to do. And you think, God, help me. He'll help you if you strip it away and come to Him this morning. Is there any? Believe God for your salvation today. Believe Him that He will save you. Believe Him that He will deliver you from the sin that you may be involved in. Trust Him this morning, church. For our God is a loving God. Right now, Jesus is standing still. And He's calling your name. Do you hear Him? If you hear His name, come. You hear your name being called by the Lord, it's time to come. If there's any need in God's house, we need to hear His voice today. This is the day of salvation. We're not promised tomorrow. We don't know what's going to happen tomorrow. We may have hopes and dreams for tomorrow, but we don't know. That's why it's so important to know that you can be saved today. Young people in church today, I want you to make sure that you are numbering your days that you have and that you're seeking the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your might, with all your strength. Is there any others who may have a special need that Jesus knows about and you know about, that you need to strip away in your life right now, that will make your walk pleasant and graceful with God? You need to come. Don't be embarrassed. God is wanting you church, I want you to pray. Pray. I tell you, as I'm up here, I can feel the resistance of some. I can feel the resistance. The habits, those things that have entangled us in this world, things that are close to us and that we have gotten too close to. We need to shed it, church. We need to shed it from us. I want you, as Bartimaeus did, by faith, believe God. By faith, take your garment off. Come to Jesus. Don't be hindered any longer, that you may receive what God has for you. Could we come, church? I want you to find a place to pray this morning. I want us to find a place to kneel and to pray and to ask God this morning to search us, to know us, to look into our hearts this morning, and to be honest with God and truthful with God. This is the hour, church. This is our hour. This is the day that we need to look unto Jesus.